you, Tony.
Okay. What's happening, first of all, in Hartford, and what are lawmakers doing to try to address this coronavirus outbreak?
Well, Hartford, the capital, the state buildings are all shut down, and they've been shut down for a week. But we are meeting virtually. We're talking every day, multiple-hour conference calls with other legislators and with the administration to talk about what can be done. Oh, sorry.
Yeah,
can you hear me?
Hear you. Yeah, I can hear you. I think they, guys, they can hear you.
We've remedied that.
Anyway. Okay. All right. Well, we're still working every day around the clock to try to figure out how we can get more supplies, how we can get more tests, how we can solve people's immediate problems, like unemployment assistance and what small businesses can get in terms of relief. I mean, there's obviously an enormous economic impact for a lot of people.
How much? We spoke with Joe Brennan from the Connecticut Business and Industry Association earlier this morning, and a lot of,
yeah.
He speaks with agencies, but a lot of it's also the federal government, right? Is that, are the states really dependent on the federal to try to come through this?
Yes, they are. They are. And I was relieved to see that finally the U.S. Senate voted on the package that the House voted on last Friday, I believe it was. So there is a bill now that's hopefully the president will sign into law, and then we'll have federal aid that should be dispersed equitably among the states. So that is good news.
Right. I mean, how much, is there anybody have a handle on how much money might be needed to try to do this in Connecticut, around the country? I mean, we've got to be talking trillions of dollars, right?
I think that's probably true. I haven't seen any estimates because nobody knows how long this is going to last and what the long-term implications are. But it's a disaster. It's obviously a public health disaster, and it's an economic disaster, no question.
Is there anything, like, for people who've lost their jobs, who maybe have to miss time at work because of illness, that kind of thing, any place they can turn to try
Wait,
to get
sorry,
help.
I couldn't hear that. There's some other noise.
Yes.
Okay. So you were asking?
Okay. I'm hearing Clark and Bob. I can hear your voices. I think on the interview. I don't know if it's coming on the air, but we can hear it between us.
Okay.
But Senator, just wanted to ask you, if there's somebody who may have lost a job or maybe can't work right now, they're in self-quarantine, they're sick because of that, what is going to be, what is their recourse, and how can they get help?
Yeah, so we are telling everybody that they should apply. If they can't work, they've lost their job due to coronavirus, they can apply, they should apply for unemployment benefits now. And the website that they have to go to is file.com. So file.com. And they need to make sure that they have a return to date on their documentation, return to employment date, so that the Department of Labor can file their application.
Okay, okay. You know,
and this applies, by the way, this applies to educators, so teachers. It applies to anybody who works for a nonprofit. It should apply. And I got that question actually from a house of worship the other day, because they are a 501c3 and they're employed, so they don't pay into the unemployment system, but they're going to have to let their employees go, their teachers go, and they wanted to know if they would be eligible for benefits. And the answer that I've been given to date is yes, they would be.
Right, right. It's interesting. Your office sent out a release. It was 1 week ago today that Stanford had its first case of coronavirus, and it was just starting. Here we are a week later. There's 96 cases around the state. We've had a death. Half dozen cases already.
There's actually 97. There's 97. There was a second death yesterday. It wasn't, I don't think it's been reported in the news yet, but it was an older gentleman from New Canaan. At two deaths.
Okay, so we have up-to-date information right there. So now two deaths and 97 cases. So it's ever changing as we go along. And What has it been like for you having to try to connect with constituents and other lawmakers remotely?
Well, thank goodness for email, text, and phone. They're still working. So I've been in constant contact with everyone from hospital administrators to find out what they need and how I can help clear any red tape that may be standing in the way, to constituents, email me all day long, and I answer them as fast as I can. Everybody has questions. Everybody has questions. And we're trying to get answers and trying to formulate policy, but this is uncharted territory for everybody. And the most important thing, I think, is that everybody takes it seriously. I could not believe that even as of 2 days ago, as I was driving through Greenwich, there were office parks that had parking lots that were full. I don't know why those people are going to work. We don't have an official lockdown in place yet, but everybody should be sheltering in place. That is the right thing to try to get through this. And I anticipate, actually, that the governor may order a shelter in place in the next day or two. I've actually asked him to strongly consider it and to do it, because the faster we do that, the faster we do all shelter in place, which doesn't mean that you can't go out of your house. It means you shelter in place. You only go out for essential activities like buying food, getting medical assistance. You can still walk outside and play outside as long as you're, 6 feet away from non-household members. But that's what we need to do for 2 weeks to really get through this.
And, maybe a weird question to ask, but is anything else going on with you guys in terms of the session? I mean, the budget, any other pieces of legislation,
yeah.
Everything, or is everything on hold?
All legislation is effectively on hold. There's no discussion of any legislation at this point because, we're in a whole new world and, with a totally new set of problems that didn't exist 3 weeks ago. So this is what we're dealing with. It's a crisis, and we will get through it. But until we get through it, we really there's no mechanism to focus on legislation. And there are all sorts of rules about the session. It has to end by the first Wednesday in May, et cetera. And that's written into our Constitution. So there, when we get to a point where we can kind of breathe and the situation is under control, then I'm hopeful that the necessary steps will be taken to extend the session or somehow maybe create a virtual session so that we can pass legislation. But until we get through this public health crisis, that's on hold.
All right. State Senator Alexandra Castor, and I guess you're sending out information to your constituents to keep them informed, correct?
I am. I do. So I send out, I post relevant, useful, and reliable information on social media. But every night around 7 o'clock, I send out what I call an emergency update, which is information that I've acquired and digested throughout the day from reliable sources. And it's very succinct, and it has a lot of helpful resources in there, things like mental health support, special support for seniors, et cetera. So if anybody wants to subscribe to that, they just have to reach out to me by email, and I'll put them on that list.
Okay. What's that
Alex
email address?
Thanks. It's alex at alex4ct.com.
All right, great. State Senator Alexandra Castor, thanks very much for your time this morning, Senator, and be well. Thank you.
Thank you, Tony. You too. Bye.
Okay, that's State Senator Alexandra Castor joins us the third Thursday of each month, and next Thursday would be Harry Aurora, State Representative. Who knows what's going to happen a week from now, but in just a couple of minutes, we'll be joined by the Greenwich Real Estate Report. We'll roll on with that and see how things were in February, I should say. Not too bad, actually, but who knows what it's going to be like moving forward. So we'll talk with State